And we'll go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. No, we should be fine. Okay. So, let me just...
You got scotch?
All right. Delayed start. I've got red wine, actually. Sorry about that.
I've got scotch.
You got scotch. Lucky you. I wish I got some scotch.
In my, got it in my, moose glass. My moose glass.
Oh, moose glass. I forgot all about that.
From National Lampoon's. Do you still have yours?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. What happened to it? Now, what are we going to talk about?
Can you name...
Yeah.
The tokens from Monopoly?
The tokens?
Yeah, the pieces. You choose from the pieces. Can you name the pieces?
Top hat.
Yep.
Car.
Yep.
Candlestick.
No, what are you playing? Cluedo?
Lead pipe. Lead pipe. Knife. All right, okay, I'll try again. Okay, so you've got, obviously, top hat, the car, the plane.
Plane?
Yeah, isn't there a plane? No? All right, a cannon.
No.
Cannon. Yeah, there's a cannon.
Versions of Monopoly did you play
Fuck
as a
off.
Kid?
There's a cannon. I'm Googling this. You're pissing me off now. Monopoly tokens. What? Well, so, no, there's a cannon. There's always been a cannon.
What was your favourite? What'd you always choose?
Oh, I thought there was a cannon. Well, okay, so aren't the... Okay, what are the stock standard ones? There's the car.
Car.
Boat. Car, boat, top hat.
Yep. Terrier.
Terrier and boot.
Yep. Thimble and wheelbarrow.
Thimble and wheelbarrow. Okay, where did I get cannon from?
I
was sure there was a cannon.
Maybe in the Australian version?
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe okay. Hang on. Are you talking about an article that was released about them redoing the token?
Yeah.
Right. So what's happening?
It's a fucking outrage. They're getting rid of the thimble.
Well, good. No one wants to be the thimble.
Yeah, but guess what they're replacing it with?
What?
In 2013, players voted to drop the iron game piece and replace it with cat.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough.
The iron. Yeah, that's right. The iron got replaced. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so they replaced the iron with a cat.
Yeah.
But now they're replacing a thimble and the fucking generation-wide bullshit.
No. What?
Hasbro will announce the new tokens on March 19 with options including various smiley face emojis, a cell phone, or aviator sunglasses.
Well, a cell phone, maybe. I mean, what sort of cell phone? Like an old brick, like your original Motorola brick phone, or a brand new iPhone?
Well, they couldn't make it look like a smartphone. It'd just look like a square piece of metal, and it'd have to look like a brick.
If you did the brick phone, the old Motorola brick phone, that I could possibly get, I could live with. But not an emoji.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And so, when you played, what piece did you always choose? What was your favourite?
I always tried to get the Terrier, or I'm sure that there was a cannon. I just don't know where I'm getting that from.
Let's see if we can find it. What game used a cannon?
I'm sure there was a cannon. Or was there a... Yeah, here it is. Monopoly token cannon. There was one.
Oh, okay. Maybe they replaced that too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right, Monopoly game. Cannon.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the Australian version. Maybe there's different versions. Yeah.
Okay, standard edition. Recently retired pieces. The howitzer. Often called the cannon. It was retired. So the original ones were the Terrier, the battleship, the automobile, the top hat, the thimble, the boot, the wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
And the iron. In 2013, the cat replaced the iron. And there was other variants that had a horse and rider, a howitzer or cannon, a bag of money, and a train in deluxe edition.
Okay, fair enough.
So that's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, someone's got a photo here with the cannon. Okay,
good. I was just like, I can remember it. So, yeah, I know what you were thinking. I either pinched it from another board game.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah, fair enough. I always took the dog because we had a terrier if I could, but
yeah.
An emoji? Come on, man. I need to start a GoFundMe page.
What, to stop the emoji?
Stop the Monopoly emoji. That's right, yeah. Yeah. Do they really think lack of sales is due to the tokens, though?
Yeah, I know. There's not anyone out there going, I'm not playing Monopoly if it's still got that thimble. I'd buy it and something else. Although, I mean, marketing, this could be a kind of a smart marketing ploy to regenerate interest in Monopoly.
Yeah, that's true. But they'd have to change some of the properties and some of the shit you could buy, hey?
Yeah.
Like, if they're gonna regenerate it for Generation Y, there needs to be other shit in it. Like, you know, got famous on the internet. I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
You made a sex tape, go to jail. I don't know, something like that.
Oh, dear, that's funny. That's funny.
That'd make an interesting... Because you know how people always fight over the tokens? You know how there's always two people that want to be the same thing?
Yep.
How would you decide in that case? Do you ever get into fights over two people that wanted the same token?
I don't know. That's a good question. Didn't you used to roll and whoever got the highest roll or something like that?
Probably, something like that. But I wonder if that's in the rules of Monopoly. I've only got Simpsons Monopoly, so I wouldn't know. Yeah. But
no one buys Monopoly for the tokens. I got Simpsons Monopoly because it's got Homer.
Because it's got cool tokens in it. I think it's got a donut and I don't remember what the tokens are. Okay. It'd make a good idea for a 3D printing video, actually. I just thought of one.
What's that Monopoly token?
Well, you print off Monopoly tokens in different colours of filament so that if there's fights over the same token, you just choose a different colour.
Ah, so you have the same token.
Mm, so two people can be the car if they want to be.
Yeah, okay, that's actually a good video, yeah. End Monopoly fights. Just print the same token. Yeah, but then people are going to fight over the colour. I want to be the red car, it goes fastest.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah, yep. Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's true. So,
yep.
Oh, yeah. Let me have a look at the article to see if there's anything else in here.
All right.
He wouldn't rule out the possibility of bringing him back. Okay. All of the current tokens are up for consideration, including the boot token itself. Apparently the boot's the most favourite for some reason. Okay.
Really? Who wants to be a sticky old boot?
Yeah. You know what Monopoly should do? They should fucking make you register online and choose your own token. So you buy Monopoly and you get the standard base set of tokens.
Yep.
And then if you want the classic tokens, you've got to buy them. They're idiots. Yeah. Who's working in their marketing department?
Yeah. You've got that sorted out for them.
Like those little Star Wars toys you had to send away for and never got.
Yeah.
I'm out of scotch. I want to get up and get more scotch, but I've got no pants on, so I can't get up.
You can get up. We can take a break for a second if you want.
No, it's all right. It's all right. It's fine. I'll
shuffle out. Oh, okay.
Nah, it's all right.
All right. Now, there's a story here about people doing fly-in, fly-out work as office workers in Sydney because it's too dear to live in Sydney.
Okay. All right. Well, let's delve a little deeper into this.
So they're obviously going in Monday to Friday.
Yep. Okay. What, every day they're flying?
No, it looks like they're doing it for a week. So they're living in Byron Bay or in regional New South Wales for a house that costs like $150,000.
Yep.
Getting a big house.
Yep.
And then having a return flight into Sydney from a regional airport. Yep. So $300 a week for a return flight.
Okay, paying
$300 for a shitty $300 to $400 weekly rent for an inner city studio apartment. And 120 taxi fares. It'd be more than 100. That'd be 120 a day. Come on.
Yeah.
Compared to living at home, $4,000 a month, you still come out ahead. Yeah, but then you're flying. That doesn't make any
sense to me. Then you're flying every week. And if you're paying rent, $400 a week rent on a shitty little apartment, why don't you just live there? I don't understand.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Because $300 a week is another $15,000 a year in flights.
Yeah.
Where was this article? I want to leave an angry comment.
I don't know, news.com.
News.com, let me find
dot
it.
.au.
Okay, hang on. Boomtown Stats, is that it? Forget Sydney, this is the Newcastle, the next thing to boom.
That's the one, yep.
Alright, hang on, let me go to the comments section. Hello, newspaper, you are a stupid head.
Is that your comment?
Yeah. Oh, I've got to sign up to comment. Fuck that.
Oh, don't. Oh, dear.
Alright, fair enough.
Fair enough. Alright, what else are we going to talk about? We've got to talk about something on this show.
We do, don't we?
Well, we do.
We talked about Monopoly tokens.
Yeah, right. Well, that's 10 minutes. We've got 20 left, so that's one third of the show.
Well, come on. Come up with something. Do you believe there are top... Oh, should we get controversial? You want to get controversial?
We can get controversial. I did think of something, but go on. Yeah, go on.
Okay. Do you believe there is anything you shouldn't joke about?
Yes.
And what are those things?
Well, my penis.
Okay, all right.
That's no laughing matter. Well, yeah, there are things you shouldn't joke about. Things you shouldn't joke about. No, I don't think there's anything you shouldn't joke about. I think the time and place and delivery are everything. Yep, I mean, I wouldn't walk into a cancer ward of a hospital and start telling cancer jokes. I'm sure there are some very funny cancer jokes out there, so...
I'm sure there are, yeah.
I don't know any myself, but...
Do you think it's okay to have 50 million subscribers and hide behind the fact that you're a comedian?
That's where you're going with this.
Yeah, okay. That's where I'm going with this. Yeah.
Okay, you're talking about PewDiePie, yeah.
Yeah,
he's PewDiePie. Lashed out at the media. Disney's dropped him. Now, I get where he was going about what he was... Well, what he says he was attempting to do was point out how, you know, stupid the media is, how people will do anything for money. Mm. And he admits that he's not a professional comedian. He's just a... Yeah, but... Yeah, I think there needs to be some sort of, like, not license, but I think there needs to be, like, a... I don't know. Can you have a board of directors on who decides what's comedy and what's
not? I don't know. It's hard, isn't it? Because I'm of the general opinion that there's nothing you shouldn't joke about as well.
Yeah.
But it's different to being in a comedy club where people know they're there to see a comedian and they know everything else is a joke.
Yeah, the context of it is I am going into this knowing I'm about to see comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
Just as if you buy... Yeah, I guess... I think I know where you're going. So that'd be the same as if you bought a ticket to a movie.
Yep.
Called Children's Movie Little Girl Pixar Dancing.
Mm.
And you went in there and it was Bambi getting butt fucked by Shrek.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Whereas conversely, if you bought a ticket to Bambi gets butt fucked by Shrek.
Yeah.
You can't get angry when you walk in there and it's Bambi getting butt fucked by Shrek. So
exactly, and even though he's got 50 million subs and people know that he's a professional troll and you probably shouldn't take what he says seriously.
Yeah,
and he's never gone as far as making jokes like this, but he has used shock humor in the past just for views.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a big thing on YouTube. People use trolling headlines. They use shock clickbait jokes. They use tits in thumbnails. All that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
but still, there is a chance people could stumble across these videos and not interpret them properly because I don't think it's the right audience.
Yeah, no.
Like, it has to be very clear that it's a joke that you're telling, so...
Yeah, like a waiver at the end or the start saying the following is a comedy sketch.
Exactly, exactly.
All opinions are expressed by own and this is purely for comedic purposes or something, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and then you can't just get away with it by going, yeah, but I'm a comedian and you can joke about anything.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Look, I don't think... but that's the thing, like, you can't say he's a comedian. Like, like you said, he started off with tutorial videos on YouTube, then moved into his Happy Wheels or video reaction
people are doing Happy Wheels, yeah, and then he did reactions and...
And then he just got big with all the 10-year-olds and then, you know...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now he does this sort of trolling stuff. I have a question about Disney dropping him, though.
Why did they sign him in the first place?
What the fuck was that? What were they getting out of his affiliation?
That's just stupid. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. Every video he's ever done swears badly. He says horrible stuff. He's playing games like Happy Wheels where a guy in a wheelchair gets dismembered, you know, as you play the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not only that, I mean, I don't watch him a lot because he annoys the shit out of me, but he doesn't do a lot of advertising for Disney, does he, on his channel? Like, I don't understand what they're getting out of. Because when I read the article and it said Disney dropped him, I was like, what the... I didn't even know he was sponsored by them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think... I agree. It's not... Yeah.
Like, it's not like Neustadt with CNN where he now mentions them in every video, so they're just getting free advertising out of him.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, like... I get what he was saying about when he was in his "I'm an artist" video, and you know, his sellout video, going, "Why are you calling me a sellout? I achieved my dream."
Mm.
Well,
you didn't. You sold out.
If you sold your company to an artist platform, not a bloody news network that influences the news to keep people stupid and have them voting for Trump and what's the Do It Live guy?
Yeah. Bill O'Reilly. Do It Live.
So, that's right.
Oh, speaking of live TV shows, did you see Jim Jefferies tell Piers Morgan to fuck off the other day?
No, my wife told me about it.
It was fucking...
Yeah. I didn't see it. I might watch it after this podcast, actually.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It was funny. Yeah.
Mm. Oh dear! Speaking of YouTubers who shit me, whatever happened to that tosspot Ray William Johnson?
Don't know. I haven't looked him
who
up.
Who basically called? Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh, sorry, I just jumped on his Wikipedia page.
Yeah, what's he doing now?
He's an American actor, comedian, producer, director, writer, and rapper.
Holy shit! He's a rapper too.
There you go.
Was Equals 3 on his personal channel, or does Equals 3 have his own?
I think he sold it, didn't he? Like, it was his... Oh, ow. Is it even still going, Equals 3?
I don't know. So the last video he made on his own channel was 2 months ago. Equals 3 is on his channel. Yeah.
Okay, because he hired that new presenter for Equals 3.
Yep.
And a lot of people hated him.
Yeah. And then he started getting, like, guest presenters and different presenters in. But no, the last Equals 3 was 9 months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and his last video was 2 months ago on his channel.
Okay.
Yeah. And since then, he's just been releasing, like, clips of his best of skits.
Oh, God. So, yeah. Oh, Ray William Johnson's best of skits.
He's disappeared, yeah.
Who did the last Equals 3? Was it that kid that everyone hated? Hang on.
It's the Friday the 13th one. Let me just...
That's what I'm just looking at. Yeah. Let me just skip ad because my YouTube Red subscription expired. And no, who's that?
No,
hang on, take them. No, Jay Voorhees. Yeah. That wasn't him.
Yeah, 15.
No, that wasn't the kid that replaced him. Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, he must have got replaced by this Jay Voorhees because he's been doing all the latest ones. Hang on. When did that kid last?
Who knows? As I said, who knows with YouTube? You could be just trolling. You never know.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I wouldn't.
Really?
I wouldn't.
Is there a goodbye video from him that explains what happened?
It's like I was saying to you the other day, man. Like, YouTube, like, they generally...
Ray William Johnson, How I Beat Depression.
They generally have about a 5-year lifespan, so...
Is that a serious
video?
You
better pump out some content.
Fucking hell. Shouldn't he be getting in line? No, I'm not going to do it. Yeah. dear.
Yeah.
Here we go. Cat exam. So 1 year ago, the nerdy kid beatbox.
I'm trying to.
Robbie
find
approves this message. Oh, that was his last one a year ago, and then it was. And the new host is. So that must have been his last one. Robbie approves this message a year ago, so what is that, him saying I've quit? Must have been. Thanks to Robbie for a year, blah, 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 blah. Good luck.
Oh, really?
New adventure.
For a change?
Yeah. I'd say yep. quit. Hang on, let's just run this.
Before we get to the videos, I'd just like to say a couple of words in honor of my
last day. Yeah.
Yeah, last day. Yeah. July 2015, so that's coming up to 2 years. Right,
what happened to them?
Year and a half, basically, yeah.
Where's the other half?
Oh, anyway.
He can't get funded?
Robbie Motts, his name was. What's he doing now? Let's have a look. R-O-B-B-Y.
Who pulled out? Jeff Anderson. Oh, well.
And I've got something to talk about, too.
Well, he'd never wanted to do Clerks, too.
Something that made me very angry, actually. Yep. You're for a change, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kevin Smith has recently made a video talking about what happened to Clerks 3 and now Mallrats 2.
Yeah, and that's a bit of a dick move because you can guarantee just to bag it, just to get him in the can.
Basically,
I was going to say bag, but in Australia that means like pay out. But just to get him
in
the can.
No, Jeff Anderson didn't want
Kevin Smith probably would have given him some sort of creative control over the script as well. Like, he would have
now, he never wanted to do it.
Just to sign him.
Yeah, but he got into
gave him some sort of creative
He agreed to do Clerks 3. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
if you agree to do it, you tell Kevin you're on board, you like the script, you're on board. And you,
all right, fair enough.
You know,
I was kind of looking forward to that coming out.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it. It's dead in the water. If he can't get, well, I guess if he can't get him, he can't get him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's on that Fat Man on Batman, I think, his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Dead.
Yeah.
Can't have Randall. You can't recast Randall, so that's gone. And then, what was the story with, Mallrats?
Right.
I don't know. There was a story with Mallrats. So anyway, he's going to do Jay and Silent Bob. His plan is now to do a Jay and Silent Bob. He's calling it a reboot. So he's doing Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
So it's a
but
reboot
it's
inside of
what
a reboot.
What it is basically
that's
it's a sequel.
Yeah, okay, that's an interesting
and
concept.
And it's basically that...
Because
kind of the same
premise
as the first one where they were going to make the movie and Jay and Silent Bob want to stop
it. Yeah, did you?
So someone wants to reboot...
I just thought they were better as support characters.
Because, you know, everything gets rebooted these days.
Okay, so that's what he's going
to
do. Yeah, well, I guess he'll get Jay Muse to do whatever he wants.
The Blunt Man and Chronic.
Yeah.
And then Jay, obviously, the character Jay doesn't want that to happen. So it's them trying to stop that. And then through that journey, they, you know, basically are taking the piss out of every reboot. So, yeah, pretty much. Yep.
Two was an excellent film. Yeah.
Yeah. Weren't you? Oh, I loved it. Yeah, I loved it.
True.
I mean, there's a couple of bits I didn't
that's
like.
True. But... And I wasn't really that interested in Mallrats 2 anyway, so... Yeah, I mean, Mallrats is good, but I wasn't interested in Mallrats 2. But
he's been begging for it for years because he's the lead actor. So he's been fucking asking for it. So I wouldn't mind it because...
Who are the four leads?
Honesty,
him,
I'm
Jeff
kind of
Anderson...
I'm glad they didn't do a Clerks 3, to be honest with you. I mean, I was,
Brian O'Halloran,
anxious for it, but...
Or is it...
2 was really good.
Rosario Dawson, is she supposed to be in it as well?
I'm scared that you'd fallen the curse of ruining the franchise. So
Yeah.
But
would you necessarily need her character in it? Like, I mean, even though she was having a...
Yeah,
but...
And what's interesting is, he doesn't name that it was Jeff Anderson that pulled out. He just says one of the four lead actors opted out of the flick.
Yeah, or either that
she doesn't need to factor
in the story. Because the story's always been about Randall.
Brian O'Halloran.
So she could just be at home that day anyway. Because it always takes place over one day in their lives, so...
No, she was Clerks, not...
it's
was Clerks 2.
Yeah.
Oh, Clerks 3, maybe Rosario Dawson,
While we're on Kevin Smith and you're looking that up, have you seen Yoga Hoses yet?
Oh, well, no, you wouldn't need her. You'd just go that they broke up because Dante is terrible with women and she left
his
him with the
kid. I'm not. I can't act myself, so I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but his kid can't act, she's shit.
Jeff's
kid can act. What? Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
It's got to be Jeff Anderson.
A legitimate
be, like...
movie site.
Yeah.
Netflix. Something. Net stream.
Unless it was Brian O'Hallan, but anyway.
It's in the fashion of Tusk. Did you see Tusk?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I mean, it actually, I didn't take to it. Like, it dragged a bit. Like, the first act dragged a bit. But yeah, I didn't. Yeah, didn't really get into it that
really?
Much.
Really? Did you see it? How'd you see it? Where'd you see it on?
But I think Johnny Depp's kid's probably got a career if she wants one. She's a pretty good actor. Lily.
Oh, right. Is it on Netflix? Okay,
whatever
cool.
her name is.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, okay. And
so
Depp reprised his role as Guy LaPointe from Tusk. Yeah.
No, I don't like horror movies, dude. Yeah.
There is this one funny bit, actually, though. Like, in the third act, he's speaking to them in the back room because they're captured by the bad guy. And Guy LaPointe's got a couple of moles on his face. And the camera goes off him and goes back to him. Enough. And it's a conversation with about five or six cuts that go back to him. And every time the camera cuts back to his face, he's got another mole on his face. So it's pretty good. So but anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you looking up? Did Jeff From Anderson Tusk, pull out of...
Fair enough.
Who knows?
Right.
Yeah, but I haven't seen him in anything. No, he'd do it in a heartbeat. Yeah. I just guess basing on the history where Kevin Smith is basically...
Oh, really?
Jeff Anderson to be in everything he's put him in. You would think funny. That's where the problem would lie, but yeah, you never know.
Yeah, that no one's really saying, actually, but everyone's just assuming it was him. But maybe it wasn't. I mean, maybe... I mean, what's Brian O'Halloran? I'm sure Brian O'Halloran... Because, like, I like the dude, but it's not like he got any... Like, he's meant to be a professional actor. It's not like he broke mainstream. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're my friend? Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. But that was the thing too, like the friendship with Jeff Anderson and Kevin Smith kind of fell away. I mean, he did go on one of his podcasts, and Jeff Anderson had moved to like some retirement committee in the middle of nowhere just to basically, you know, retire early and save money. And he's like, and he had a go at Kevin. He said,
maybe,
Kevin, you know, I've invited you up, but you've never come up. And Kevin's like, why the fuck would I go up there? There's like no fucking internet. It's a retirement community.
Very good.
And he's like, so there was a bit of this kind of weird sort of, So,
I don't have any final thoughts. I'm going to go write the Monopoly.
What'll be interesting is to see if, because Kevin Smith always blamed,
all right, cool.
What's his name? Ben Affleck's ex-wife, Jennifer Garner, for the fact that him and Ben Affleck aren't friends anymore. I wonder if they'll become friends again. Yeah. So, interesting. All right, what are we doing for time there? Oh, we're coming up to time already, so we've gone time. Cool. All right, shall we stop it there, or do you have any final thoughts on... All right, good luck with that. All right. No worries. Okay, see ya.